When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Captaincy Picks. Which captain will we pick this time? It's Fantasy Football Scout here. It's Joe here. I'm talking with Tom as per usual. This week could be a three-horse race for the captaincy, but there's definitely someone that we've got our eye on here. Ronaldo is my bus team captain at the moment. Am I right to think that? Is Ronaldo the best captaincy option this week?
I think so. I mean, it's the early kickoff, isn't it? It's one of two early kickoffs, actually, on Saturday. And usually I think the game has been brought forward because there's a concert on at Old Trafford at the weekend. So it's there's two 12:30 kickoffs, United being one of them. I'm never a massive fan of sticking the armband on somebody in that early kickoff because it tends to dictate your mood for the weekend. But I think for me he is the best option this weekend. I mean, he's had a great start, hasn't he? I think it's four goals in three starts across all competitions. His stats over the last two game weeks, nobody can touch him in terms of shots in the box, big chances, XG. So I think everything kind of points towards Ronaldo this week. There was a lot of talk pre-Ronaldo about how United would play and would they adjust in the way that their game is to accommodate Ronaldo. And interestingly, at the weekend, they put in 22 open play crosses, which I think is their highest total in any game this season. So it seems they're adapting to that. The opponents, Aston Villa, my team, we've actually done okay over the past couple of weeks. We flipped our system. We've gone to a three at the back with Chu and Zabi coming in. I think we're a bit unfortunate to lose 3-0 against Chelsea. And then we beat Everton 3-0 at the weekend. It was maybe a closer match than the scoreline reflected, but I think we did well. But I don't think that those performances perhaps good enough to sway me to off Ronaldo with the captaincy this week.
Yeah, no, I mean, as I said, he's my bus captain at the moment. And I'll put a couple of tables up. I'll put the expected goal involvement one up first. And what this shows is, I sorted this by minutes per expected goal involvement. And this shows that out of all players, Ronaldo is the best. By quite some margin, really, when you consider the next best is Mahrez, and he's only had one start. So Ronaldo, of course, his couple of starts, he's a minute per XGI goal involvement of every 53 minutes. Mahrez is just behind him with 59 minutes. And then you've got Calvert-Lewin, who's not available. And then Antonio, and Antonio we'll speak about in a bit. He is expected to be goal involvement in pretty much every match, at least one goal involvement every match. So it shows stats-wise they're adapting to Ronaldo. Ronaldo is adapting back to the top-flight English football. And so he looks the great captain. But then you said, yeah, about your team. So let's have a look at the whipping boys. So this shows just what you've just been saying. This is, so far, Aston Villa are, in terms of expected goals conceded, they're the third best. It's only Brentford and Manchester City have got a better defence in terms of expected goals conceded. And yes, you said they've been unfortunate. So, they've conceded seven big chances there, but expected goals conceded is really low. It's like 4.27. Yeah. So this shows that the quality of the shots they're facing aren't quite as good, and they've been unfortunate to concede big chances and indeed goals from them. So the stats bear out what you've just said.
Yeah, I think we need to take into account who Villa have played. Mm-hmm. They've played a couple of newly promoted sides in Watford and Brentford. They've played Newcastle. They've played an Everton side who were without Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison at the weekend. And we've had a tough game at Chelsea. So we need to take into account those fixtures as well. Villa have had probably one of the kinder opening runs. Yeah, but it won't be a pushover. I mean, a bit like Palace last week, we were saying with Liverpool, you know, it won't be straightforward. But I don't think it's quite enough. I don't think we have quite enough data yet to say we won't captain Ronaldo against Villa because of their defensive numbers. I still go into that game expecting United to score at least a couple. They've been pretty prolific at home this season. They normally beat Villa and they normally get a penalty against Villa as well. So let's see what happens. But I think it's hard to argue against Ronaldo this week.
It is. This time last week, we were talking about Salah being the best option, but we did add a caveat that Crystal Palace's defence had got better. And he was showing signs of improvement there. But I think Salah's haul, and indeed he could have got more, Salah's haul against Crystal Palace shows that the absolute top elite players, these elite finishers, it doesn't matter really who they're playing. So, for example, if you were to captain, say, Lukaku against Manchester City or Manchester City asset against Chelsea, these are extreme examples. But it just shows that the absolute top elite players can actually score against anyone. And I think whilst we put that caveat about Palace, we're putting that same caveat this week against Villa, and then it comes down to the age-old phrase, but it's Ronaldo.
For sure. And we're still evaluating defenses. You know, we've got 5 game weeks worth of data, haven't we? And we're still trying to work out. Fixtures play a massive part in that at this start of the season, at this stage of the season, should I say. We're working that out, but I think it's Ronaldo at home against the Villa side who will concede chances, I think, albeit not maybe as many as some of the other teams at the top of that table. Obviously a good pick for this week.
Just before we move on to some of those other candidates, just saying hello to some of the people in the live chat at the moment. So we've got Josh, Anel, Wayne, Moanti, FPL Steve, Paul H, John Ritchie, Leonardo 2142 and Capital FPL. Sounds like a radio station. Welcome you all, and apologies to those I haven't mentioned. Nearly 300 of you have joined us early, which is great. Only 27 likes, so if you do like this, just press the like button now. And even if you don't like this, just press the like button now. So that'll just keep us happy. Let's move on to some of those other options. I'll put that expected goal involvement table up again. And what that shows, Antonio is really high, very, very high. Yeah. So we've looked at the big chances. He's had 6 big chances so far, created 7 chances, expected goal involvement nearly 4. Of course, he's had expected goal involvement nearly 4. He's had 4 starts. So you're looking at, with Antonio, I think I'm going to get a return. How much of a return am I going to get? What do we think about Antonio's chances against Leeds, who are leaky Leeds now?
Yeah, well, I think, well, when Antonio plays, his numbers are consistently excellent. Mm. He was obviously suspended last weekend. He played in the Europa League match on Thursday, so he will have had a nice break. I don't think he'll be involved in the League Cup, although he might be this week, which is something to monitor. And like you say, Leeds will give up chances. They struggle against direct runners. They struggled against Saint-Maximin last game week, so I think players like Benrahma and Bowen could get a bit of joy against them. But of course, Antonio too. I mean, if you look at the centre-backs for Leeds, they were missing Llorente and Koch at the weekend. Strouch is suspended. Ayling came off injured in that match and he's missing tonight's League Cup tie. So they've got issues there, which suggests that Antonio could do pretty well, I think, at the weekend. Mm. I had a look at some stats earlier today in terms of chances conceded and where teams were conceding chances. No team has conceded more than Leeds through the centre of the pitch. I think it's in the early 30s. Then you add in all of those defensive problems in terms of centre-backs and who is going to be available, who isn't. And I think he's got a good chance to do well at the weekend. So as a differential captain, because I think a lot of people would have sold him last week with that suspension, And probably won't move straight back for him. I think he's actually not a bad shout. Definitely being my top three.
There are three teams to target at the moment in terms of whipping boys. Newcastle, 17 big chances conceded. Norwich, 17 big chances conceded. And Leeds, they've conceded 13 chances, but their expected goal conceded is just below Norwich and Newcastle there. It just shows how porous Leeds have been. But further down, we were talking about Villa's good defensive stats recently. It's Brentford. Brentford are the ones that are pushing Manchester City. So does that put you off Mo Salah for the captaincy? So let's pretend you don't have Ronaldo. There's plenty of people that don't. Half the game don't have him at the moment. So they're probably thinking Mo Salah. He's the obvious captain pick. But is he an actual viable captain pick against a quite a robust Brentford defence at the moment? Or is it like last week? And it doesn't matter how good the defence are, he's an elite player.
That's exactly the way that I'm approaching it. I think if I didn't own Ronaldo this week, Salah would be my kind of second. He'll be my vice captain this week. I mean, Brentford, let's give them credit. They've had a really good start to the season. I think it's 3 clean sheets in 5. We were talking about Raya before we came on, Joe, and how good he's looked so far this season. I don't think Wolves had a shot on target at the weekend. And I think Traore hit the bar, but I don't think they actually had a shot on target.
I've got Raya in goal in my team. And I was thinking, great, look at all those terrible shots Wolves are taking. I'm going to be getting some saves here. Nothing. Not a single save.
They're a good team. Very well drilled. Neil put up some really interesting stats in his scout notes piece from the game at the weekend, which ranked Brentford against other sides in various defensive metrics. And they come out pretty well in all of them, really, in terms of shots conceded and big chances and et cetera. I think that a bit like Villa, we need to have a look at who they've played. They've played Arsenal, Palace, Villa, Brighton and Wolves so far. So they haven't been tested as much as they will this weekend. You know, Liverpool are on a completely different level to those sides in terms of attack. Also, I had a little look at where they had been conceding their shots, Brentford. I had a look at a little shot heat map of shots conceded. And there's a little red blob which appears, which is just in that kind of Salah zone where... If people have been watching Liverpool, they know that when Liverpool attack, Salah sometimes withdraws a little bit and he hangs around that right-hand side of the penalty, just the edge of the penalty area when he's looking to kind of curl those balls in.
Yeah, that volley last week, exactly. That's prime Salah goal.
He kind of holds back a little bit and there'll be a second ball and he'll look to pick that up and then kind of whip it or curl it in. And if you look at where Brentford have conceded their shot so far, there is a little kind of area which is flagged up exactly around that kind of zone. Again, we're talking about 5-game sample, small, but it was just interesting to see that. It is Salah. Yes, Brentford have done well so far, but they haven't faced anything like Liverpool's attack. And that will be the true test for them this weekend. Of course, when we're talking about Salah, we should mention Mane too. I know we kind of said last week how difficult it is to fit him into our teams, which remains the case. But he's still taking more shots than any other player in the game at the moment at this stage of the season. So in terms of differential captains, he as well could be worth a shout. But Salah, probably behind Ronaldo would be my second choice this week.
Yeah, he's my vice-captain at the moment for understandable reasons. But yeah, very interesting what you're saying there about Brentford's defence, that they've got a sort of a potential Salah blind spot there.
Maybe, yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
I'm anticipating in terms of effective ownership for those higher up the rankings. Ronaldo is much more well-owned than his, say, 40%, and same with Salah. So sometimes if it's one captaincy shout, you'll see this horrible thing where I think Salah last week was 174-180%, which essentially meant around my rankings, and that essentially I only got a fifth of his points that counted towards my rank. And the problem with that is that you just go nowhere. So there's on live FPL there's a little shruggy emoticon about Salah captaincy, and that was it. He scored, didn't make any difference to me. Whereas this week could be a bit different. There's much more choice, I think. And so hopefully we're going to start seeing Salah below that effective ownership of 100%. I think it's probably Ronaldo might be the one to sneak over so. That.
I think people will naturally veer towards the home player, won't they? But both good options, no doubt, this week.
Let's have a look at the remaining fixtures. Chelsea and Manchester City, that's a tough one to call, but you know, elite players, they can score against anyone, but these are elite defences as well. Yeah. There's a couple of names I've picked out, and that's based on those stats we just showed earlier about the whipping boys. It's Leeds, Norwich and Newcastle. They're the teams to target. Sarr against Newcastle. Sarr exploited Norwich well, it looks like. You would think he would do the same to Newcastle. Would Sarr be a good Maverick captaincy this week?
I think it shows the importance of fixtures, doesn't it? Because Watford, on the run-up to that Norwich game, had been creating very little. It actually put me off Sarr a little bit last week, looking at their recent performances. And then Norwich turned up and suddenly they're, you know, creating six big chances and Sarr's getting a couple of goals, could have had more, to be honest. And now they've got Newcastle, who are probably equally as bad, to be honest. I think they rank, 19th for goals conceded, Newcastle 20th for shots conceded. So you expect him to get chances again. I think with Sarr, I'd be very, very happy to own this week. I can't quite put him at the same levels as the Ronaldos, the Salahs, but a really good option. For the next 2 weeks, because I think he plays Leeds after, so we'll probably touch on it again next week. But yeah, good option for sure.
I'm tempted to bring him in. The captaincy might be a bit too far, but you know, you and I are quite dullard, sensible, whichever way you want to look at it, with our captaincy picks. And there will be other managers out there who are a bit more devil may care and will think, hang on a minute, I'm going to go for Sarr against stats up on the screen. Newcastle, officially, statistically, eye test, whatever way you look at it, the worst defence at the moment.
Yeah, and you know he's going to start, you know he's going to get the minutes. Yeah. So it's not like you're fretting over the lineups coming out. I mean, there's been some talk that he might even be on penalties. I think Deeney was, you know, the main taker. Yeah. He's obviously departed. I think they had a rule last year where whoever won the penalty took the penalty, but I don't know how that's kind of translated to or what will happen this season. But decent option.
Yeah, I mean, luckily Sarr is the one that might win it more frequently than others because he's fast and tricksy in the penalty box. So
definitely.
So we've just shown you the stats about Norwich as well. Who's up against Norwich is Everton. And now there's something I'm going to look at a bit more on the Scoutcast tonight of why, bizarrely, I'm thinking of Andros Townsend. Now, I'm not saying Captain Andros Townsend, but I could be, because the right wingers this season against Norwich's left side have really profited all throughout this season. So I can't see why Townsend won't. Is an Everton captaincy not as unusual as you would think this week?
It's a shame Calvert-Lewin's out, isn't it? Yeah. Because this would be the prime fixture. I mean, it was why I bought him in a couple of weeks ago with my eye on this one, and it didn't quite happen. The wide players for Everton have done really well. Mm. I mean, I know that there a lot of fans were sceptical when they signed Gray and Townsend, but they've really been doing well these opening few weeks. Like you said, they give up a lot down that side. A lot of assists have come from that, from crosses from that side as well. So Townsend not only has that goal threat opportunity against them, you know, he'll be whipping balls in. Benitez's sides are very reliant on that one anyway, with crosses into the box. So not a bad shout. Not a bad shout, really, this week. And Norwich are, you know, statistically, in terms of goals conceded, are the worst team in the league so far. So they've got issues there. So it could be a good fixture to target. Doucouré as well has been doing well. Suddenly they seem to be two or three good kind of budget midfield options there.
Also, with Calvert-Lewin out, with Richarlison injured, with Sigurdsson out, with everyone, all their penalty takers are out. So the penalties are very much up for grabs at the moment.
Yeah.
In a friendly earlier this season, Gray took one in a friendly for Everton. So Gray has taken a penalty, albeit in a friendly, for Everton. But I was looking, Townsend has taken 8 penalties across his career. He scored every single one.
Good stat.
Rondon could take it. He's taken 8, but he's missed 2. But he's been
If he's on the pitch as well.
If he's on the pitch.
Because he gets withdrawn. He's obviously starting now, but he got withdrawn early. So
There is also Luca Dean. Yeah. But I would think it's going to be one of those front three, and I don't know which one. I do not know which one. I think it's going to be whichever one grabs the ball in traditional Everton fashion. Seems to have been the way over the years. I remember Leighton Baines having it taken off him. Who's that guy whose name escapes me? But he was he kept missing penalties anyway. But that just seems to be the way at Everton. Before we go, any other fixtures stand out in terms of the captaincy?
I think that Leicester-Burnley game is interesting. I mean, it hasn't quite happened for Leicester so far this season. I think they've lost three of their 5. But Vardy, regardless of that, has been producing. I mean, he's second in the forward standings now. He scored 3, he's got an assist, he's got a few bonus points. It does feel like it isn't quite clicking for Leicester. I mean, Madison's had a difficult start to the season. He got taken off at half-time at the weekend. Lookman replaced him and looked really lively, actually. But Vardy is still returning, regardless of that. And I think below that 3 that we talked about of Ronaldo, Salah, Antonio, I think if you're going to go one below that, I think Vardy might be that option. And if you own him, I think you've got to think about the captaincy with him. So I do quite like that fixture.
Yeah. Just before we go as well, just a final thank you to people in the chat. Jonathan Murray, Doy, and I think it was 12 Eds AVA has written. I hope I've pronounced 12 Ads AVA correctly. he has said Sarr in for Traore. So he's so impressed with our adulation of Sarr. And I must admit, as a Traore owner, I think I might do that as well, because it would be hard to resist. But the captaincy might be too far. But if 12 Eds AVA and others are minded, I think you should go for it. But yeah, probably Ronaldo and Salah, I suspect, will dominate proceedings again. Final reminder, all those lovely stats we've been showing, they come from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. There, and there's lots of stuff there, including the season ticker and the comparison tool as well. So you can compare Sarr and Traore or Sarr and Salah, whoever you want, really. But for now, Tom, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck with your Game Week 6 captain.
Great. Cheers, Joe. See you soon.